Forget the Hollywood image of millionaires with mansions and luxury cars. The typical American millionaire is a 57-year-old business owner living in a middle-class neighborhood, driving a Ford, and wearing suits that cost less than $400. This revelation comes from the most comprehensive study ever conducted on America's wealth, over 500 face-to-face interviews and 11,000 survey responses spanning two decades. The groundbreaking research shows that wealth isn't about flashy spending, but disciplined saving. Most millionaires are self-made, frugal, and strategically minded. They've built their wealth not through inheritance or extraordinary income, but through consistent habits that anyone can adopt. The true path to wealth is paved with decisions that prioritize financial security over social status, choices that might seem boring, but ultimately lead to freedom and independence. Wealth and high income are entirely different concepts. The surgeon making $700,000 annually but spending it all on luxury items isn't wealthy. He's just a high-income earner living paycheck to paycheck. Meanwhile, the modest business owner, consistently saving and investing, might have millions. Seven characteristics distinguish true wealth accumulators. They live well below their means, allocate resources efficiently toward building wealth, value financial independence over displaying status, didn't receive parental economic support, have financially self-sufficient adult children, excel at identifying market opportunities, and chose the right occupation. Most millionaires are first-generation wealthy, 80%, married once and stay married, and are compulsive savers. They're often business owners in unglamorous industries, welders, auctioneers, farmers, not corporate executives. Are you on track? Multiply your age by your annual pre-tax income, divide by 10. If you're worth twice that amount, you're a prodigious accumulator of wealth, PAW. Half or less, you're an under-accumulator of wealth, UAW. The notion that American wealth stems mainly from inheritance is false. Fewer than 20% of millionaires inherited even 10% of their wealth, and over half inherited nothing. Certain ancestry groups achieve millionaire status at remarkable rates, revealing key patterns about wealth building. Russian Americans lead, with 22% being millionaires, controlling nearly 5% of America's personal wealth through entrepreneurship. Scottish Americans succeed through extreme frugality, making up just 1.7% of households, but 9.3% of millionaires, most earning under $100,000 annually. Smaller population groups often have higher concentrations of millionaires, suggesting tight communities better preserve wealth-building values. The longer an ancestry group stays in America, the fewer millionaires it produces as members adopt high-consumption lifestyles. First-generation entrepreneurs typically build wealth through practical businesses in wholesale trade, manufacturing, and services. Ironically, they often diminish their children's wealth-building potential by encouraging professional careers over entrepreneurship. This shift in values explains why wealth rarely survives three generations and why 80% of millionaires are first-generation rich. While media glorifies high-spending celebrities, most millionaires build wealth through disciplined saving. Johnny Lucas, a $2 million janitorial firm owner, never spends more than $399 on suits and chooses modest accessories. Research reveals that 50% of millionaires cap spending at $399 for suits, $140 for shoes, and $235 for watches. Ironically, non-millionaires earning $50,000 to $200,000 are the primary luxury goods consumers, explaining their difficulty building wealth despite good incomes. Wealth building requires both great offense, income, and great defense, frugality. In millionaire households, men typically provide 80% of income, but a frugal spouse proves crucial. As one millionaire noted, "I can't get my wife to spend any money." Wasteful partners often prevent wealth accumulation. Auctioneers exemplify this principle. 35% are millionaires, exceeding rates in wealthy neighborhoods. Despite high earnings, they're three times less likely to own luxury cars, preferring to invest in appreciating assets. Most millionaires budget carefully. 120 budgeters for every 100 who don't. Non-budgeters create artificial scarcity by investing first, minimum 15% of income, before expenses. Nearly two-thirds track essential spending, compared to 35% of high-income non-millionaires. Goal setting strongly correlates with wealth. 180 millionaires have clear goals for every 100 who don't. One decamillionaire attributes his $10 million success to detailed goal setting throughout his journey. Millionaires invest significant time studying investments and portfolio management. 192 plan extensively for every 100 who don't. Many leverage their business expertise in personal investing, focusing on familiar sectors. Consider Dr. North, PAW, and Dr. South, UAW, both earning $700,000 annually. Dr. North budgets meticulously, investing one-third of income, and bought a used Mercedes for $35,000. Dr. South neither budgets nor tracks expenses, spending extensively, including 60-plus hours, researching a $65,000 Porsche while neglecting his pension. Typical millionaires realize less than 7% of their wealth as annual income, minimizing taxable income while building unrealized appreciation. This contrasts with average American households, which realize 90% of their net worth as income and pay 10% in taxes, while millionaires pay only 2%. Consider two examples. Sharon, a healthcare specialist earning $220,000 with $370,000 net worth, pays $69,440 in federal taxes, 18.8% of wealth. Barbara, earning identical income but worth $3,550,000, pays just 2% in taxes because only 6.2% of her wealth is taxable. Under Accumulators of Wealth, UAWs, like Theodore Teddy Friend, prioritize status over wealth building. Despite earning $221,000 annually, his net worth is less than one-fourth of expected, as he focuses on conspicuous consumption, expensive cars, boats, watches, and club memberships, rather than investing. UAWs typically need professional guidance to change course. Financial advisors often implement strict spending reduction programs, cutting consumption by at least 15% for 1 to 2 years to break poor spending habits. The true test of wealth lies in raising children who can build their own. Successful, wealthy parents maintain discretion about family wealth, teach financial discipline, delay children's awareness of affluence, and emphasize achievement over inheritance or status symbols. Dr. North demonstrated these principles by structuring his estate to distribute wealth only after his children turned 40, ensuring their independent development. He avoided cash gifts, recognizing their potential to enable poor choices among young adults. Affluent parents often undermine their children's strength through excessive support rather than fostering independence, a pattern particularly affecting daughters discouraged from pursuing careers. The contrasting paths of sisters Anne and Beth illustrate these dynamics. Beth accepted her millionaire parents' comprehensive support but sacrificed autonomy, while Anne chose independence by moving away and declining assistance. The path to wealth is accessible to anyone willing to adopt key behaviors. The millionaire next door prioritizes building wealth over displaying it, valuing financial independence over status symbols. The blueprint includes living below means, 20% savings rate, careful budgeting, investing in appreciating assets, avoiding status purchases, pursuing profitable self-employment, maintaining steady investments, and teaching financial literacy to children. These time-tested principles require discipline and patience. Most millionaires build wealth gradually, often reaching their goal in their 50s or 60s. As one millionaire said, money should never change one's values. Making money is only a report card. They measure success not by purchases, but by financial security and the freedom to live life on their terms.